rappelle. I think we organized this meeting just to discuss.
I don't have my presentation.
To discuss the project Alessandro and Jean-Marc proposed about capturing audio, video, and slide in a synchronized way. And so we will start with an introduction. I think Olivier prepared some slides about reviewing current systems. And then, even if we don't have many things to talk about, just to start discussing about clearly the project, and also dealing with our kind of timing constraints. Mm-hmm. And the USB card doesn't work, and you didn't put on the
no there.
Maybe you can access through the network if it's on your H or it's on your D machine.
My D machine.
So maybe we'll be able to.
Okay. Should go.
What?
Keep going.
So. Yeah, we had like five slides presenting different systems, and maybe we can do that on the whiteboard. It's a bit stupid, but I think you remember well the different parts, and I'm sure we can do that at the whiteboard.
I will do something like that.
Yeah, it would be great to use the whiteboard.
Okay, so I would like just to review the different projects regarding acquisition system. So basically, there are five systems. The first one is called SMAC IDECO, which is developed by Fribourg and CERN. The second one is your system, I would like to say the chip meeting room system. The third one, yeah, maybe I can share that.
So the first one is a SMAC.
The SMAC, yeah. Should I write?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Just a review of current systems.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay.
The first one is, I will call it that A. SMAC, which is developed by Fribourg and CERN. The second one, B, which is, Alessandro, I would like to say chip meeting room, or I don't know.
It's okay, chip meeting.
Well, chip meeting room is the,
but
okay.
For the moment,
conference room.
For the moment, it's just to understand each other, so we know.
I thought it was called PASS. So
yeah.
PASS. Good idea.
Okay. PAS. The third one.
That sounds like Alessandro Pa.
Okay. The third one is called this is the smart meeting room developed at Fribourg, which is called
Diva
and Espa.
Diva, because the smart minute is all the process of capturing the minutes automatically, but it's Diva.
Diva. D I V A, something like that. The third one is called project that I have to improve the current smart meeting room at IDEA. For that, we will use
Tape 3.
Yeah, Tape 3. Okay, let's call that.
3.
And the last one, we will just mention just to. For the meeting, this is a firewall. I don't know if you saw my presentation during that time. Did you? Okay. Which is final one. Okay. So I will start just with the smack. So maybe I'll draw a line here. So the SMAC project is a project which aims to do the acquisition of audio, video, and slide for presentation. Yeah, this project is done with Fribourg and CERN, but I'm just going to make a very short graphic. In fact, they use a video card, which is called IBC. Yeah, I just write IBC. In fact, this is a video card with four inputs. On these four inputs, you can have only video, but they want to make also the slide acquisition. So on one input, they put a conversion box, a converter, which converts from slide to video. So that means that we decrease the quality. We have a high quality in the slide, and we go to low quality, to lower quality in the video. So this one is just for the SMAC. Now I will just move.
And the three others are the video.
Yeah, these one are just for video and audio. You can use them. And this board does the DBX compression on the file. This is the box that we have on the table,
mm-hmm.
the card that we have on the table.
And I'd like to add that I think it's quite ambitious project because it's with the CERN, and they already worked on a European project called Indico, where they have deliver a full kind of conference software and to manage all the conference aspects we have in a conference automatically. And I know that at Fribourg they installed already in a big amphitheater for students, and I guess it's currently working. And in parenthesis, we didn't choose that solution because they had no the slides were not captured very in a very precise way. That's
mm-hmm.
the point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Otherwise, it's fully automatic. Have you discussed with them? Did you discuss that? Is it fully automatic? You don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I suppose they can capture things, right? I mean, I don't see why you could not capture the videos and you record like this. But is it all synchronized, and is it doing all what we want, but without the slide precision? I don't know.
Let me be careful. There's one important point: the technical aspects, so the way you acquire things, should be driven by the kind of processing you want to have. So in our case, we need to have a good processing of slides. That in our case, it means to transcribe with an OCR and then make indexing. We need to have a high resolution image. I guess that's what you mean by precision.
Yeah.
Right? So in a sense, that's the point. For us, we need to have this sufficient resolution images of slides to do what we want to do. So that's why I guess
And we are sure that in that context of SMAC project with Fribourg working on document analysis,
mm-hmm.
There were not enough precision and enough resolution in the slides.
As far as I know, so far, they did similar works or meetings, document-centric meetings. They always worked on manual transcriptions of documents.
Yeah.
So they never really took into account the possibility of actually performing processing on the document they talk about during the meeting, or during, in this case, the
talk, the conference,
the presentation. As far as I know, as far as they published, I know the results they published so far. So essentially, they never took into account, I mean, the work at the eye level, which means basically we have the information coming from here and there, and we create the techniques that allow to start from the text there and the things that are said, and we find contacts and they make some kind of processing.
Mm-hmm.
But as they don't work on the low level, so low level, it means basically, okay, take the speech and extract the transcription. I take the image of the document and I take the transcription. They basically don't really care of this aspect,
okay,
as far as I understand. Hmm?
Well, as far as I know. As far as I know, I mean, they do, of course, they can do slight change
mm-hmm.
detection, which, of course, what I understood is also they try to recover the layout somehow, I mean, given the slides, but they are in no case they are extracting the text from the slides. So this, in all the cases I've seen, I mean, they assume that at least they have like a PDF version of the document or whatsoever, and basically they try to match what is displayed to the document. So first,
okay,
they need to extract the information from the document, which is not, does not seem to be so trivial, at least for because they're also working with maybe more complex documents with images and text and so on. Maybe with slides it's easier to extract the information. I assume it's easier indeed. But they assume basically that they have this document, which is something somehow we would like to relax because people are like in an amphitheater, you may not want each time to ask a person, maybe the person has a PowerPoint, not a PDF version, or maybe he's using Excel to do a demonstration or something
mm-hmm.
like this, we want.
I said that it makes less automatic in the sense that at the point you need
mm-hmm.
someone giving the file and putting the file, uploading somewhere, etc. And it is a different kind of process.
Mm-hmm.
Some way it's always
yeah.
driven by what you're able to do. They work a lot on layout analysis. I know they match the layout into XML files, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different way of approaching the problem, which means a different way of capturing, different exigencies in capturing.
Yeah, different
requirements.
But most of the points for us, I mean, would be valid. I mean, slide transition, we would use
yeah.
slide,
yeah.
need to do slide transition. To some extent, we would like to extract some elements of the layout to
yeah.
distinguish to a more higher
yeah.
analysis. But we would like to do this more automatically, and in particular for the text recognition to be able to do retrieval of slides or points, I mean, of parts of presentation. We would like not to have to rely yet to the first PDF version or any version of the document. So.
Okay, so the solution to that low quality is solved by new project, the past project. This is just to solve that problem regarding the slide and the slide resolution. So we remove that part. And we call that the pass. And in that case, we use a frame grabber here, and we go with the slide here. And of course, these two calls will be on the same machine, and we have to develop a solution here. The main critical point is here the synchronization between these two calls. With that, this is the card that we use in the smart meeting room, and this is the card.
So that you have bought this card, right? I mean, you
yeah, this one.
This
no,
card.
No.
Mm-hmm.
This one is this one, the video card, and this one, this is the card that we have already
mm-hmm.
at IDEA for.
Yeah, but I mean, this one is the IVC.
It's the same
yeah.
as.
Yeah.
Okay.
As
so
yeah.
what I want to say is, on this card, there are four inputs, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
so.
So nothing. Well, yeah. I was thinking to some extent nothing would prevent us from also acquiring the slide, but really the slide stream from this card, right? Or
okay, yeah. So we can have both. We can have the slide from the slide capture,
yeah.
and we can just use a video signal to
okay. To capture the slide.
To capture that also.
Okay.
To have two. Do you want to have two quality? High quality and low.
Well, I mean, just because we cannot, something we cannot do with it seems for with a high quality capture device is to have a stream. I mean, the stream, right? The full stream.
Yeah, we can just take some snapshots.
So we can take snapshots. So basically, it may be interesting to have still the slide stream, so that, for instance, if we detect there is any video that is displayed or so on, to some extent, we could just cut these videos to keep it and to be able to replay it later on and so on.
Yeah.
And maybe indeed, if, for instance, the slide stream on the right is automatically synchronized with the other parts of the video, it may be easier to synchronize directly by some matching process the slides, the high quality images we have here with directly.
So you can link something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So at least this is not at the electronic level, but you would say at the content, from the content level, doing an alignment from the slide stream and from the snapshot we would have on the other side, with something that might be possible.
Yeah.
Of course, if we have some, you know, some constraints given by the electronic, I mean, that's better, because of course, first the process is going to be easier, and it might be just a few seconds that we have to align on the other parts. But I think I could see, I could imagine that this could be a reasonable process to do, especially because this would solve some of the issues regarding, I mean, like
video,
the possibility of displaying videos after from what we record.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, so I was just talking about the PLUS project. Maybe I would like just now to talk about the DIVA project. So, did you read something regarding the DIVA project?
Well, this is more or less what we just discussed, right?
In
if I understand.
Yeah, we just remember that here we still have only one machine to do the slide, video, and audio acquisition. In the DIVA, it was something different. In fact, we have a master machine. We have a master machine here, and we have some slaves machine here. We have some connection, and here we have some inputs. We have audio, usually we have audio. And the same for this one. And basically, on the slave machine, we have two cards, one for audio and one for video. So they develop something to synchronize these two cards together. And this is something which is, it's more a product which is called Direct Show, which allows you to synchronize these two cards together. But of course, you want these two streams to be synchronized, but you want also these two streams to be synchronized. So they have a synchronization between two slaves, which is done by the master. Here we just use the Ethernet network to synchronize these two devices. Let me just find it. Internet, something like that. They do only audio and video. They don't do any slide. Slide acquisition.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was for the DIVA. I would like just to talk now regarding the Fire-Free Smart Meeting Room at ILGA. Do you have any questions?
Tape-free
Smart Meeting Room. So for that,
like the DIVA project is a tape-free.
It's a tape-free, but also video. The acquisition is done in raw video, so the file is huge, and they really need a. They have a long post-processing to convert raw file to DVX or to RM files.
Okay, but this can be done automatically, right?
But it takes time. It's just mentioning that.
And that's what the use more or less in TNO also. I didn't have tapes, but with different cards.
Yeah.
They have something.
They had something.
Ah, okay.
Okay. So
project.
Maybe first I will just describe the smart meeting room that we have at ILiAD. In fact, we have also a master-slave architecture. I clean a little bit. We have the master PC, which takes care about the audio. I clean that. And we have the slave PC, which takes care about the whiteboard and the slides. Now, if we look at the video, in fact, maybe first I should mention that between the master and the slave, we have the synchronization signal, which is called MIDI time code. I just write MIDI. And for the video, we have the video input here. We reuse the MIDI signal with to insert the time code on each frame, and we save that to DV recorder. We know the problem of this is that after each meeting, somebody has to take care about the DV tapes and to convert them into DVDs. So my idea is to do something like that, is to develop a video slave machine. I say something like that, a video slave machine, which use the MIDI, which use also the MIDI time code. No, sorry, I'm doing something wrong. We have the video here, we just have the time code inserter. So we take that signal here and we move to this machine here, which is in fact just the IBC video card. This is just an acquisition card. And we convert file directly to DVX. And so we will have here video. And also because we want to control that machine, we use also the MIDI time code, to start and to stop the machine. This is just something like that. This is just to remove the DV recordings. But this is just an improvement for the small material. Okay. Do you have any questions regarding that?
Yeah, so currently, because there is a time code, video time code, you don't care about frame dropping. I mean, because anyway, in each frame, the video signal it is encoded time, right?
Yeah, we don't have to care about the synchronization in that case because the time code is inserted here, and we take after the time code insertion, we take the video signal and we pass through the machine. So this is a simple solution, but where we don't have to care about the synchronization.
Because the synchronization problem comes from the grabbing from the DV tape.
Yeah, the synchronization is
in DVX, so it's afterwards. Well, but you don't, I mean, at this point you don't really care because, I mean, in the signal you can extract the time. I mean, the timestamp is in the signal, so if you drop some frame, which happens sometimes when you do conversion or acquisition, you will automatically find this in the signal, right? And it's encoded in the image, so you can do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if there is some frame dropping, you have to rely on the number of frames you are counting, or less as supposed to.
It's impossible. Yeah.
So we have some problems. Okay.
Okay. So the last one is the firewire acquisition. I just.
Which was more or less still new.
problem.
They didn't have too much from Gotham. The problem is was it was not synchronized, so the time code was wrong for the different videos. They had at the beginning of the video, if you saw the time code, it was 6 hours 50 minutes, and there 4 hours 32 minutes. So it was a problem with the time code.
Well, I think if it was not a problem of frame dropping, the alignment would have been quite easy to do.
Well, that's what they did manually afterwards, but they didn't have too much frame drops, in fact. No,
really?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well,
because
it was not such a difficult process.
Well, it's manual to synchronize it.
Yeah, but if it's only to find one offset,
that's what they did.
Some examples, but I had the feeling that they had also some frame dropping. That was
No, because we did the software here and the
okay.
True, yeah.
Okay, I think that's fine.
Okay. In fact, the major problem regarding acquisition system is always the synchronization, and for that, FireWire is good. I mean, FireWire was a project. Now the project is standby. We don't move to that project, but I'm just going to talk about this one. So with acquisition systems, the major problem is the synchronization, and FireWire gives you some way to be synchronized. In fact, this is I just want to describe here the bus. This is the bus where you can send some package. Any device which wants to send a package.
Packet, sorry.
Should ask. There is a manager of that bus. This is just on the bus. Any device which wants to send a packet has to require some bandwidth on the bus. And so after that, he will have that bandwidth, and he will always have that bandwidth. So he will always have that bandwidth. And so we are sure that we will have a synchronized acquisition with FireWire. And so that means that
and this is
sorry.
No problem. And this is done at the you have libraries, etc. All you are saying about asking about bandwidth, etc.
It's done by
hardware. Yeah.
It's done by hardware.
So we don't have to code all the communication processes.
And in fact,
as
I mentioned before,
explanation.
We have a bus manager, and the bus manager sends just a flag to say, now it's time to give me your data, and all devices which have required some bandwidth will send the data. So I'm just drawing something like that. This is this kind of signal that the bus manager is sending, and just after that signal, all device will send the data. So we will have the data from A, from B, and from C, and so on. And after the next one, we will have again the data from A, B, and C, and so on. And so on. So with FireWire, we are sure to have an acquisition system. Now the major problem with FireWire is that FireWire is just a kind of intelligent, a smart pipe, a synchronized pipe. We can put what we want inside. So we can put raw data, or we can send DBX data, or we can send also what I was presenting in my TAM presentation was a H.264 code. But in that case, we need something, a hardware here, to encode raw data to a given format. Of course, the idea is to reduce the bandwidth on the bus also. And all data are sent to the master. Do you have any questions?
No, but basically we have all this kind of general view about all the systems. Maybe we can take this opportunity to come back to our system, because we had a long discussion and finally we decided for one approach, and maybe take the opportunity to look just a moment at what point we are and what we plan basically to get something done working. I can add to that list of projects, it's something that Jean-Marc and me have found in the literature. There is FX Pub that is doing something very similar to what we do here, basically a capture through the projector signal of the slides, and they, for the moment, they just plan to use the slides as a way to index the presentations, but roughly is an idea that is very similar to our idea. So, well, essentially, now we have the material, as far as I understood, and it's up to you to tell us roughly when do you think we're going to have something working.
So we need, this will be done together, to try to divide the time, what do we do? We don't want today to put deadlines, you know, but what we have, what we can do, and how we will be able to do. I was thinking, for instance, in what we have, because I don't know a lot about using DLL, MFC, Microsoft software, but I'm very happy to go with that. And so what we have until now is the software that Darren did for the frame grabbing, and actually I can start playing and looking at this in detail. So Darren software about frame grabbing. MFCC, not MFCC, MFC, and DLL, etc. All the Windows programming. So this is one step. Then the audio video card. First, we need to look at this, to look at the demos that are with the, what they call the SDK, Software Development Kit. Demos, testing the card with only one audio, for instance, and then only one video. And even testing with only the slides to capture all the what you were saying, the videos stream, slide stream.
In fact, the slide card, the slide card
the
and the video card are both SDK. So
you mean the frame grabbing card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both are SDK.
They have SDK, a software development kit.
Yeah.
That is based on MFC libraries. C++ libraries.
Yeah, this is for that. I don't remember by heart now.
Okay. So once we've tested individually the card, we can test to synchronize the audio and the video together. Or
usually,
it's
audio and video should be synchronized.
Okay.
Because this just an audio video channel.
Okay.
So they are synchronized. So we can play with the video, we can play with the slide, and after that the major point is to combine both.
Okay. And now, yeah, as you said, the next point will be to use that card with the other card and to merge the slide signal with the synchronization signal coming from the frame grabbing card. It's not a synchronization signal, it's a slide with a...
We don't have synchronization.
We will.
We have to find a solution, and for that, maybe we can use a direct show, which is a technique to synchronize different devices.
And is it external to this card? It's external?
No,
or
this is just an application.
So it's external? It's not in this
No.
card?
No. this not on the card, this just an application that runs on the machine.
And we don't have to buy that, or well, to at least the
I think basic. Directory you can download for free. I'm not sure. I should check.
Okay, and
well,
that will help us to synchronize the this phone growing card and this video card.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to do some tests, reading, and yeah, okay. And then when we have, okay, where do we do that? We don't know yet with Frank if we install this card, maybe here.
I think the best thing to do is to have a machine just which is only dedicated to that, because if you use a machine which has been already used for something else, sometimes you have plenty of libraries and so you don't know exactly. Maybe it would be better to have just a dedicated machine just for that.
Be careful, because the listen to Frank and apparently don't want to buy a new machine
just
before we show that this works.
Okay.
So we have to use material that is already available.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe there are already some machines.
Some free
machines. Well, my machine, his machine, or this machine.
Okay, so it is possible to use other machines.
Yeah, I mean just that, you know, if of course you don't want to have other libraries that may, you know, conflict with the one you're trying to use.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, if you crash a machine, I mean, because you are doing some tests, you need to have what's on your machine. To be erased or whatsoever. So, I think so maybe there is a machine. I don't know whether for this you need, you know, a very powerful machine and so on, but maybe there is a possibility to use a current machine.
Because
it's withdrawn from the network. Or
because I think the video compression is done on the on that card, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think the JPEG conversion for the slide capture is done also on the card, so we don't need.
Yeah, but still, I mean, even if it's done on the card, you need the basic thing you need to check is the. Is the bus right and the bus right and the speed of
I was just thinking about the speed of the computer could be lower.
So CPU itself may need to sort of better access.
So
in terms of time, what we can think when you can expect to see.
Can we expect a Christmas gift?
Early
Christmas
2007.
That's a good question.
Maybe the first solution would be just to start with, because we need to start with something. We have the slide capture from Darren. We have. I will work on the video acquisition for the tape-free smart meeting room. So I will start with that. Develop some knowledge regarding that board, that video board, and after that we can combine both.
The way, of course, I don't know exactly what
the
work involves.
Yeah, I much about the way
but it's not that I don't care, but
I
don't understand some exactly. I think the real point is when.
Okay, I said at the beginning of the meeting that. We're not
roughly, I would say. Well, I don't want to put a deadline. Given the current material we have, given your activities, because I know that you both are involved in many other things, so it's something that you, as Jean-Marc said, it's Christmas, so we're happy with the Christmas gift, or it's something that you say is Christmas 2006. So I definitely just want to know something very rough. When you expect to finish this?
For instance, I mean the tester looking at Darren, if we go point by point.
Yeah.
So looking at Darren's code, I mean, so you said you would look at this, right? Or
we would look both at this,
okay.
Because we are also both quite busy with other projects, of course. HTTPS database.
That's the problem. I mean, do you think it's something for the very next month? Do you think it's something for the end of next year? Do you think it's
okay?
No,
this is between both.
No, this is not for end of next year. It's too long.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's too long.
So half next year.
For myself, I would like to say
June 2006.
April, May, we should have results.
Results, what does it mean? The end of this? So it works?
No. I mean, the...
ready
not
to be used?
Almost the complete application. Maybe some minor change will appear.
For me, what is important is when it is ready to be used.
Yeah.
So when I can say start collecting data. I start using, I start playing with this. Basically, the process is ready and we can start it in our demo. And also because there is a risk that we submitted a project, maybe it will be rejected, we don't know, but potentially we are going to have a student supposed to work in this. It will be not before April 2006 anyway. But, I don't know.
Yeah,
in some way we cannot have a student and make him wait 1 year.
Yeah.
Before he has the material to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my point is when reasonably, roughly, I don't have, and it's not a deadline, but when do you expect to have the system ready to work, working?
Because I mean, the IVC system, my feeling is that, people have expertise in this, like in Fribourg or I don't think it should take a lot of time, just to look at this, right? At least 1 month seems to be quite enough.
It's but we start with the IBC, we start with the data path, the slide frame grabber, and after that, the question is how to synchronize to make both car working together.
So this seems to be the main problem as far as I understand.
So let's see. For checking Darren's code, etc., we can expect until. For 1 month or so, then the IVC, the people at Fribourg have...
IVC should go faster.
Because anyway, this is what you are working on, right?
We have
the IVC, but using the signals that are coming, basically it's using the
IVC.
I'm
not currently working on it. I will start to work on January. That point. So
okay, and then
but
the
I think
direct show.
Okay, so currently you are not working on this.
No, I'm not working.
Okay,
I scheduled to work on that.
So we can say we try to make something for April.
Yeah, but I have also
something. You're using a very vague expression. Result.
Well, I want this to work in the for the time.
Just tell me when it is ready. And if you think it's not before, must be reasonable. If you think it will be not before December 2006, say December 2006. So don't try to tell me March or April if you already know that it is unrealistic to say that. It must be realistic. If you say June 2006, we know it is June 2006.
But I would like to say there is many unknown in that project.
I know.
I would like to say we can make a schedule of that project to just to track, just to see if we track the timetable.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't, we ask for more people, maybe HEVS people, to be slightly involved in that project, to respect the date.
Yeah, there's no date to respect. It's just to know. And if you can have early warnings in the sense that if you see that there is a major problem somewhere, but it's just to know in the sense that really this thing has been stopped now for quite a long time.
Yeah.
It took a long time to decide what kind of material. Now we have it. It's something that is a pretty good idea. We see that other people are working, etc. We are going to lose it some way.
That's one of the issues.
And very honestly,
I don't know whether you realize this, but of course, if we have this in 2 years, maybe okay, it's good we have it, but. Of course,
too long.
It's too long in terms of research, maybe even in terms of innovation. If you think about this, which is what Hervé said. We're speaking about innovation. This is probably
innovation.
Yeah.
And I know we see quite well why FixPal is working on this, right? But in 2 years, you know, if we want to build a CTI or transfer technology on something like this, you know, maybe of course, okay, people will say, yeah, but there's already something that people have started to put on the market and so on, so maybe not, it's too late to do it. So I think this is really, so this is one of the points, respect to research, of course. I think it's going to appear more and more.
In a sense, I never tried, for example, eventually to ask for one person dedicated to this, because I always had the feeling that you were very interested, you wanted to do it, it's something you, some way you, it seems to be something that is interesting to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have not the time and the possibility, because you both are involved in many other things, we can eventually try to ask one person that will be dedicated strictly to this. We can try, I mean, we can ask, in the sense that if it is a priority for ADAP, so far we will get very good signals from that point of view, I don't know. But please, if you think you don't have the time or the energy to do it, or it involves too many things that you cannot keep under control, given the other things you have to do, don't think that, okay, something nice, we can wait.
No, we understand that we cannot wait. We were here 1 year ago, I don't know, also when it was.
So I think it's the moment for you to really realize, try to have a realistic date. And if you think there are too many things that you risk to lose control, tell it now, and we can try to say, well, we want to do it, but.
Mm-hmm.
Personally,
I want to be involved in that project.
Mm-hmm. But you can be involved in a different way. I mean, you can eventually have a supervision role in the sense that you think, I know how to do it, I like to do it, but I have no time, because at a certain point it's a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to ask. But please just don't keep this as a kind of thing, I like to do it, I like it, it's nice, etc.
Because when you say here now, okay, no, I'm not going to start working on this before January, for me this surprises me to some extent, you know.
Yeah.
I thought you would be working on this, so if you say
at the same time I have some other project, I want to finish those project first.
But here you have to take a responsibility. You can say I like to do it and that, but then but I will do it.
No,
I
mean
I can.
The point is that Olivier, since 1 year, you have always been saying that you want to be involved in this and so on. So it seems that it has never been a priority. So that's the point. So if you have no time to put priority at some points, and this seems to have been the case during 1 year on this project, I mean you need to say now.
But for example, I received some new project. I said that I have no time yet. I said I have no time. For some project, you say that you don't have time, but people will continue to say, no, you will find time just to do that project.
Okay, so now it's your responsibility cannot find time. If you can't find time, you have to say it now. This is
at least say this to us,
and
we'll see.
It's not an accusation. We are in
the
game.
I mean, this is a question. So now you are saying you have no time. So now you say it to us. So now we understand. And maybe after, if we discuss with Frank, Frank Fitin, or Frank Formas, then we say, okay, and go and try to see. Okay, apparently he has no time to work on this. So we think it's important and we'd like to do something. So what kind of solution, as Alessandro mentioned, do we need to take somebody? Do we need to take some intern to work on this? And so on and so on. Do we take to have somebody have a contract, even if it's not an intern, but take somebody for 6 months to work on this? I mean, but, so this is the point. I mean, I don't know about the other project you have to do. I don't know with who you are discussing about the time you can spend on each of the project, but because now you are just telling us you have no time indeed to work on this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
currently, but
yeah, but I mean
up to December, I don't have time to work on it. But I plan already.
With IM2.
With IM2, I mentioned that I will have from January 2006. I will have time for that. I have
50% on IM2, is it?
No, I will work fully on that, on this point. From January 2006.
It's 50% on IM2 IP1? Okay, maybe on 50% on that.
So let me pose the question very brutally. Do you think that to have a person that does this will help you, we can ask, we can try to ask, maybe have some person for 6 months, so that your role is simply to help and advise.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was, I don't want to talk too much maybe, but with Sébastien, so this was maybe his concern, and yeah, Bastien is busy with annotations, plus all kind of things. Maybe we can, in the process, we can ask for someone more.
Maybe a good thing will be to make a plan to we say,
well, that's what
we won't set the deadline here, we are here, we split that part in different segments.
That's what I was trying to do, and before coming here I just tried to make a...
I'm sorry, but you still don't answer to my
but
question.
I don't answer, yeah.
You're not answering my question.
Well,
the,
let's
yeah.
say April 06, and we do our best with trying to keep you informed of the advancements. And if we see early that clearly there
is... Let me pose again the question very clearly. If I go to Hervé, I can try and say, we are in this situation, apparently, why don't we take one person 3 months, 6 months, 4 months, that directly advised by Olivier,
and it should be someone with experience in C++, MFC.
Consider that it can be difficult, of course, to find the next sector.
Yeah, I mean,
do you think it's an option?
You have people that are aware of MFC,
mm-hmm.
and people suppose that HEV, there are some
people.
Where I was in the mind, the UP,
yeah.
I mean, there would be obviously some students that would be aware of and that could be able to handle this. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we are working with software and both our software and hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's
sure
a reasonable option? Do you think it's something that can help you? Because that's just a matter of responsibility for you guys to... But there is nothing bad if you say you have other things to do, because we are all full of work. This is something that is added on the top.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have time, you don't have time, guys. This is, but please, just tell me. We will find the time, however, so April 06, you will have your system, or no, we are not sure. We don't really know. It can happen that we don't. We don't know what we are going to find on the way. Maybe we think it takes 1 week and then it takes 1 month. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we will not able to be continuous, because one of the longest thing is to work 1 week, then 1 month, no, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that breaks and it's difficult. Eh? So that's the point. So, which doesn't mean you are excluded from the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that in any case, someone will ask. Left to advise the person eventually, and it can't be him, it can't be me, it can be you that basically follow, advise, help, but at least the mass of the work will be done by someone else that can spend 100% of time on that. Now, it's not even guaranteed in the sense that I can ask this,
mm-hmm.
I can say that, well, this is the situation and you are. Or eventually, yes, someone can say, okay, now this become your priority, forget about everything else and go with that. I don't know. Or we'll tell you, okay, January 2006, but from January 2006, you do nothing else than this. You know, we can find the time, whether it is your time, whether it is the time of someone else. But I really would like to stop with this, because this has been for several months that you say we like, we want, and I'm sure, I believe you. But then it is always something that must be done outside the normal activity.
I understand
I'm
exactly.
Sorry,
I understand.
Otherwise, I mean,
yeah.
As you say, to do it in 2 years.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You like that I try to solve this problem and try to say that there is a time problem and you don't have the time to do it?
Because, So Olivier says it's not before January on his side, so I'm not sure about on your side.
Well, I would like to work on kind of part-time.
One day a week?
Yeah.
Something like this?
Yeah. And 1 full day a week, and I would... Okay, maybe you won't like my answer, but I would say that we start, but we really have to start working with... reading all the code from Darren, then this card with the code IVC card to try this. Then we try a little bit direct show to see to have an idea of how long that could be, and then at that moment we can say, okay, we need someone to help us.
Okay, that can be.
But I think that would be good,
but
just to have a plan and to have some deadline in that plan. And
well,
as soon
let's
as
do
we,
that.
We
let's
we
do that. Okay.
As soon as we are not in
because
time,
because
there are
several issues. I would say, like, if there would be a machine like this with the two cards separated, as I mentioned, I mean, if we record the flow of the video, for instance, and the snapshot from the slides, to some extent, there is some possibility of doing some automatic alignment without having a special, you know, thing. So this means that to some extent, we could have a device which would not yet be fully synchronized, and I don't know, with, you know, very well done code in terms of sending signals and so on, but that might be sufficient because, I mean, it synchronized up to, I don't know, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And you would say 5 seconds might seem a lot for audio and video, but maybe with respect to slides and the rest,
it's
not, is something that might be tolerable. So still, we would be able to start doing some recordings.
Excellent.
And maybe doing even the automatic alignment, or at least we would have an idea about, you know, what are the problems in terms of alignments, because it's not like with microphone arrays where you need microsecond alignments, of course, or even maybe we do a video where it might be 1 or 2 frames, I don't know. So this is really somehow, I mean, the issue. I mean, I'm sure that there are plenty of possibilities to do things. And the goal would be that indeed we could start doing some of the recordings of the time, so that indeed we would already we would have something where we could start getting the data. Because after, I mean, even if it's there, we cannot put all the times in 1 week, right? I mean, so so I mean, this is one of the issues as well, which is to have it so that we can play and we can make a nice demo and so on with the full thing and something. So the other part is to have a system which from which we can already record data and with some approximation.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the feeling, given the descriptions that you made, that to have such a system wouldn't require 6 months of work, because basically Darren Code is there to some extent, and the IVC is something quite standard from which we could ask. I mean, even we could even pay maybe some people from Fribourg, I don't know, and to come here and to help us with the installation on the computer and, to get the. So I have more the feeling that this is something that could be done almost in 1 month. Again, I'm not speaking about the synchronization. I mean,
so without direct show, you mean the frame graphic signal and time alignment? That would be done in common software that we have.
For instance,
afterwards,
a simple question might be, can. Are we sure that it can work on a single computer? No.
Okay,
issues with respect
this
to
point is about testing.
So this is So
that
it doesn't require it's more testing, it doesn't require so for this if you put the two cards on the computer, you put the two, then you basically you say play on both sides and you look whether at the end you have a recorded signal which is a time that it should be, and or whether the fact that whenever the slides is doing some processing, it there is some burden, there is some frame drops.
So you could say, okay, let's for Christmas, let's try this.
So this
without the all the synchronization with the actual issue. Okay. Oh yeah, you cannot. Oh. By doing one day a week, you know, just testing the cards.
It seems to me clear until January.
Until January, this is just to finish. I want to have the deadline at end of December to finish all my projects. I want to finish all this project when everything
so
is finished.
Just to
after
to
that, I can move to another
apparently
one.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
So it
anyway,
can't work.
Exactly,
it can't work until January.
No. So I
so
try my
you.
Best.
It's up to you.
Until January.
To hold it.
And. And I try to do what Jean-Marc described, to give you a first feedback on the different cards. And from there, to
And then we make a decision in
yeah.
the sense whether you continue working or we
yeah.
try to find the time in a different way or we try to eliminate your other priorities or your other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering whether still we could ask for to get an intern.
Yeah.
I don't know regarding HEBS. I don't know if this is still in time, but you can ask for a student, a diploma work.
Yeah, this is still even the non-diploma work. I mean,
that's different problem.
Yeah.
Probably it's really up to you guys whether you think it's good to have one person. Try to have it because I can't
say.
I
would say
let's
try to have one student to help us on that. That is very well.
When
we have to choose well the students. It's stupid, but the student should have knowledge about MFC.
Better no person than a bad person. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that we have to stop talking, but the recording is finished.
Moi, je veux juste dire un truc. Au point de vue du développement, ça c'est au point de vue du temps qu'on a pour le développement,